Hey, this is the deacon and my dad.
Welcome. We're back. It's been a while.
After a couple of weeks, few weeks.
But there's been so much stuff going on. And I'm trying to put some focus into it. And one of the things that seems to me, and pardon me, but I'm quoting a good friend who says, she says, men ain't shit. And I have no response because there's so much evidence out there that men ain't shit. I don't know how. I just sit there and I looked at it and I'm like, yeah. Because.
Now, is this relation to.
Well, this is a relation. This is a relation to everything. It's the president and how he got away with assaulting women, mm-hmm. and nobody right. said anything. It's Harvey Weinstein,
yes.
who's been assaulting women for 30 years right. and getting away from it. It's Bill Cosby, who's been drugging women for 30 right. years and almost is getting away with it. Bill O'Reilly,
yeah.
Roger Ailes. We can go down the list of powerful, mostly white men
right.
who get away with messing with women.
Pretty much anything they want.
Yeah, and I started thinking about it, and I don't know of a single woman of my acquaintance who hasn't been sexually harassed.
I agree. I was thinking about that recently, and I can say the same thing. Any good friend, I cannot name one who hasn't been assaulted, molested, violated in some way.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And so I find myself in, I have to agree that, but I don't know what to do because I know that there are men who aren't like that. But I don't want to come off sounding like, you know, when the Black Lives Matter people bring it up, somebody goes, well, all lives matter. Yeah, but this is really specific about.
Now, how about we start here? Men, do not rape women.
Do not harass women.
Do not do anything they don't want you to do to them.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yes.
I know, as a man, yes, we are stupid. We are very simple creatures, but that, you know, is wrong.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
Yeah, so I'm the...
And women, if that happens, find the strength to speak up. Because yeah. once you do, somebody else will speak up, and you will not be alone.
Okay, and I agree with you. But this is also a product of the times. There's been so much of this in the last... I mean, so many men have been... Powerful men have been caught, and all these women have come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always the first one who suffers the consequences.
Yes.
You know,
right.
we don't know how many women in every profession
yeah.
who spoke up and they never worked again.
Right. right.
And
it's a systemic problem
yeah.
within our species. I'm not going to even say culture. I'm talking about within our
yeah,
species.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
And it distresses me, and I don't know what to do about it other than to decry it and...
We have to denounce it.
You have to denounce it.
Straight up, men, women are not our playthings.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
do not belong to us, and you cannot treat them as such.
I agree.
All right.
So I wanted to go through some other things I thought was going to yeah. be a little lighter, but the Boy Scouts.
All right.
Now, I was a Boy Scout. I was proud of being a Boy Scout. I grew up. And we were one of the few Black Scout troops
mm-hmm.
because I grew up in the Midwest,
right, right.
and scouting was a thing. But most in Black communities, there weren't a lot of scouts
mm-hmm.
Or people who were willing to sign on as scoutmasters
right.
and Cub Scoutmasters and all that stuff. Okay. But we did that. We had a really good scout troop. And in our district, we were the best. And I don't say that from a standpoint of being braggadocio, but we just had to be better.
Yeah.
Because when we would go to the Boy Scout jamborees,
mm-hmm.
where in central Indiana, you would get thousands of boys at this thing. And each district and each troop would take part in competitions with things like starting a fire, tying knots, archery, riflemanship, all the stuff that, you know, you would do for camping and as a Boy Scout. And we won everything.
Wow.
We won everything. And it just galled the district leaders and the scout officials.
What did they do? What was their reaction?
Well, you know, they would say, you know, Troop 924 is the winner of this competition. And they would always beforehand say, like, one of the things is you had to start a fire, and they put a string across two sticks. And the thing was, the first one who started a fire and the string burned and dropped away, you won. And the way we were doing it, they said, you can't do it that way. That won't start the fire. It won't and we was like, yes, it will. And then we would do it, start the fire. I mean, because you had to rub the, do the flint and the stone and all that stuff, the whole outdoorsman. Bang, we'd get it, fire would flare up, burn the string, and they'd go, okay, you won. Okay, and here's Troop 924. And, you know, the we had the canoe races. You know, and you got three brothers in a canoe racing white boys. You know? And we just won all the time. And they'd get up and go, oh, okay.
We know how and to get away from white people.
No. It was always just amazing. And, you know.
So what's the issue with I mean, I didn't necessarily see a problem with.
Okay, so now, so black boys can't get treated fairly by the Boy Scouts, you know. And then recently, this week, they announced that they're going to start letting girls into the Boy Scouts. Now, why they have to do that, I do not know. Partially, they're claiming that some of the merit badges, like you can't be an Eagle Scout in the Girl Scouts. They have a different setup. But there are girls who wanted to be Eagle Scouts. That's the highest rank. It means you get all the merit badges. Right. You prove that you are a really good person and has and multiple skills. It's the early equivalent of a bachelor's degree in arts, that you are mastery of lots of stuff.
So why can't they become an Eagle Scout?
Because they don't allow girls in the Girl Scouts. I mean, in the Boy Scouts.
But now they do.
Well, they want to. But, of course, there's some pushback. First of all, they didn't ask the Girl Scouts. So here's some male privilege going, hey, let's bring the girls over.
They didn't even consult
them. They didn't consult the Girl Scouts.
Aren't they part of the same organization? Aren't they the same?
No, no. They're two totally different organizations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were the same thing. That's why I didn't understand.
That's right, because you weren't in scouting.
I was a Cub Scout.
Right.
For a brief moment, so I never made it up to the Boy Scouts.
No. I went through the whole thing. I mean, I never made it to Eagle. I made it to First Class. I just missed being an Eagle Scout. But, so now it's like, okay, wait a minute. So you want girls? Why couldn't... First of all, when the scouting was started, they started the Girl Scouts because they couldn't be Boy Scouts. And so that's okay. And so now this is years later, and now girls are... I guess, wanting to do some of the other things that they weren't allowed to do. I don't think they may have hunted and fished. I don't know. I don't know that much. I don't know that much about the Girl Scouts. All I know is about the Boy Scouts. And up until last year, you could not be gay and be a scoutmaster.
Right. I mean, the Boy Scouts do not have a history of inclusion.
No. So now they want to include girls. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. We're just going through the Harvey Weinstein thing. We're going through the president grabbing pussies. We got the former Italian premier who got convicted of having sex with a 13-year-old prostitute. Sex scandals all over. I mean, there's so many sex scandals, and it's all powerful white men.
Right.
You know, and you go, okay. Now, why would you want to let girls in the Girl Scouts? Because they're not saying we want them in as Cub Scouts. We're going to wait until they get to being in the Scouts, which is, I think, like 11 or 12.
Okay.
Okay, so now you've got these 11 and 12 year old girls.
That's a creepy way of saying it.
Yeah, well,
you're right. Yeah,
I mean, what am I supposed to say to having some guy take boys and girls out on an overnight camping trip or a weekend camping trip? Now, I'm not saying that is, you know, about the creepy scoutmasters and probably most scoutmasters aren't. But I'm thinking, wait a minute. Aside from that, you're putting a bunch of hormonal adolescents together.
Well, there are camps that do that now.
Yeah, but they separate them. They keep.
Well, I would assume they would do
okay,
the same
thing. I went to camp, and okay. they had the girls on one side, the boys on the other.
Right.
Yeah, you ate together, and you did a lot of stuff together, but you were under strict
guidance. Yes. I would imagine it would be the same way.
Right. Who knows? That's what's creeping me out, because I don't know why they would do this now.
Well, they're trying to be more inclusive, because maybe their membership has dropped.
Yeah, okay.
So they need to get some more.
So why did you go steal the girls without talking to the women who run
them?
Like
you said, they're separate organizations. Now I understand why they didn't. They didn't have to.
Yeah, but isn't that...
I mean, they were never partners.
I know,
even
but
in
I'm just saying if I'm gonna now include girls in scout in the Boy Scouts, I'm not gonna change the name. I'm still gonna call them the Boy Scouts, and I'm gonna have girls in it.
Yeah, that.
And
I think
I'm just saying that this to me again, it's male privilege.
I see.
These white boys did not think to ask the women who run an organization for girls called the Girl Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
And not say, hey, should we combine our organizations
or
should we do something? They just announce, hey. And then the Girl Scouts go, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
They're pissed off, rightly so.
Right.
Anyway, so that was...
Could have joined together.
There's
and, you know,
lots
could have, of things. And became the Scouts.
Yes, yes. Could have been... I mean, in this day and age, I don't understand why they necessarily have to be segregated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got, there are a lot of other organizations that have girls and boys in it at that age. I mean, marching bands, drama clubs.
Seals now.
Well,
Seals.
Okay, but that
military.
We went way. I'm talking about.
No, I mean, recently there was the woman who, first female graduate of,
right.
I think it was Seals.
But I'm just like, this seems to me just so bizarre. But okay. That's
okay.
weird. Okay,
all
so
right.
off to some other stuff.
Yes.
Now, the fires in California.
Mm-hmm.
This is now we're going into the natural disasters realm. And once again, fortunately, some people who have involved, I know who've been involved in natural disasters have come out okay. Though a good friend of mine who lives in wine country was in New York. And we were going to get together, just to hang out, because we do this every time he comes to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then he calls me and says, while he's in New York, they called him and told him his house burned down.
Mm. Mm.
So he's okay, but his house is gone.
That's rough. I know there's a musician friend out there. She just lost her house. So our family. I can't comprehend that.
Well, I can't comprehend, but I'm also can't comprehend that the federal government hasn't really said anything. And I mean, I was a little angry because I turned on the news and they were talking about Harvey Weinstein and
mm-hmm.
not about the fires.
Right.
They weren't talking about Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still stunned by how Trump has essentially said, I don't care about Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not Americans. Y'all them brown people.
Right.
And oh, by the way, as you mentioned, here's some paper towels. Let me give you some paper towels. That'll help. But
right, which is the most compassionate thing he's ever done.
Well,
that's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
That's
disturbing.
Yes.
Sad. But, you know, then a few days ago, he goes, we're going to have to start pulling our people out of Puerto Rico because, we can't stay there forever.
Yes.
And they got to, you know, we'll give you some money, but you got to pay us, you know, you're in debt already.
That was
messed
up.
And I'm thinking, you didn't even have the wherewithal to say, listen, we have another natural disaster going on that people, I mean, I know this, but we have to pull some of these people to go help in Northern California.
Yeah.
And we'll be back as soon as we can, mm-hmm. but those fires are actively burning, you know, and people are dying while we speak.
That's way beyond him.
Okay, so, I mean, even if that was bullshit, it would have been okay, because then you'll say, oh, yeah, he's thinking through, mm-hmm. hey, we got to pull, I'm going to get pulled people, I don't got to go help them brown and people, you know, so we got to come up with a good excuse. Oh, we got to save the wine industry, so we got to go save all those people whose houses are burning down mm-hmm. as we speak. I ain't heard a word.
Doesn't care.
You know, he doesn't care. And I don't understand any of the... people around, I mean, no, I know it has not, in some ways it has nothing to do with the people around him, because he's crazy.
Yes.
And, you know, I've said this before, I don't say that lightly, but I don't know how you can see things in front of you and not react to it on some kind of human level.
Yeah, it doesn't. There's no compassion.
You know, how can you say, I am going to get rid of... the subsidies for poor people to get insurance, because my whole goal is to wreck Obamacare, because it's got Obama's name on it.
Which means all of you are sacrificed.
Yeah.
It's not about that.
Yeah, it's like my ego's bruised. Mm-hmm. Stuff's got Obama on it, and it was supposed to be a negative.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Obama's, anything with Obama's mm-hmm. name on it is terrible, but everything with Trump's name on it is wonderful.
Yeah.
But no.
Everything is in his world is wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. All right, we're going to stay on here too long.
Okay. Let's see what else. Oh, this somewhat on a lighter note.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a gospel performance a few days ago. And sometimes, you know, when somebody's doing a song and they stretch out the words and you don't necessarily hear what it is because mm-hmm. it's great harmony.
Okay, uh-huh.
And there's just, I don't know the name of this gospel tune, but the words were in it, God woke me up. And it was like you're going through the day, and it was like, God's testing me.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what I heard was, God is texting me. So I went like, it didn't dawn on me. I'm like, well, yeah. Okay. Somebody just updated it too, you know. You know, I would think that God would know how to use an iPhone. You know, He allowed us to have SMS, so it's
the
like
God's testing you.
It made perfect sense, and then now I'm there. It's like, okay, you start to mess up.
All the text says is nope.
Yes.
And you're like, damn.
Yes, like I can't
do it.
I can't do this.
Can't do it.
Because, and also, no matter where I go, there are going to be 5 bars and Wi-Fi. So that's how I would like to go out on this happy note of knowing that God is texting you.
God's texting you.
Be careful.